And now some news from the world of sports. We'll start in the National Hockey League, and the Boston Bruins were idle last night, but two games were played that have an effect on their fortunes, and neither outcome was good for the black and gold. In Columbus, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Blue Jackets 5-2 behind a goal and an assist each from William Nylander and Leo Komarov, and with that win, the Leafs hop over the Bruins for third place in the Atlantic Division, 83 points now to Boston's 82. That slides the Bruins down to the final available wildcard playoff berth, and one of the teams vying to take over that spot is the New York Islanders, who were in Madison Square Garden last night to take on the Rangers. And with the Rangers leading 2-1 in the second period, it looked like there was a good chance the Blue Shirts would do the Bruins a solid and slow down the Islanders, right? Well, wrong. Of course not. The Islanders tied the game, then won it for good 3-2 on a late third period goal by Andrew Ladd. Now the Isles are a mere 2 points behind Boston for that final wildcard playoff entry. And oh, guess who the Bruins play after skating against Tampa Bay tonight? If you guess those licking their chops Islanders, you are right. Essentially, the waters of the Atlantic Division between third place and last wildcard spot are teeming with Sharks from Brooklyn to Tampa Bay to Toronto. And unless the Bruins beat the Lightning tonight, the Bruins are pretty much the chum. It is a must-win, got-to-take-2-points-away game for Boston at home tonight before they take on the Islanders in Brooklyn. Please tell me when baseball season starts. Well, actually, there is baseball to talk about because for the first time ever, the United States has won the World Baseball Classic, beating Puerto Rico last night 8-0 at Dodger Stadium. Marcus Stroman of the Toronto Blue Jays was the hero for Team USA. Stroman took a no-hitter into the seventh inning before it was broken up on a single by Angel Pagan. Stroman was lifted after that by U.S. manager Jim Leland, who's had to walk a fine line during this tournament, making sure pitchers didn't run up their pitch counts and risk injury just before the major league season begins. The other interesting thing about Stroman is that he is actually a native of Puerto Rico, as well as being a U.S. citizen, and he could have chosen to play for Puerto Rico, but he opted to represent the U.S. instead, and he delivered a first-ever WBC title in doing so. Ian Kinsler hit a two-run homer in the third inning. Brandon Crawford added a two-run single and a three-run USA seventh, giving Stroman more than enough runs to work with. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics keep fine-tuning their game for the playoffs, which, unlike the city's hockey team, they will cruise into without fear. Isaiah Thomas scored 25 points. Avery Bradley added 18 to go with 8 rebounds. And the Celtics beat the Indiana Pacers 109-100 at home, their fifth win in their past 6 games. Celtics stay 2.5 games ahead of Washington for second place in the East, but they're even closer now to first in the conference, just 1 game behind the defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers. And finally, in Beijing, the Women's World Curling Championships are taking place, and Team Canada, as you might expect, is so far sweeping away the competition. Literally, get it? It's curling. Canada clinched first place after posting a pair of wins yesterday. Ottawa's Rachel Homan opened the day with a 6-4 win over Sweden's Anna Hasselborg, locking up a berth in the 1-2 playoff game Friday. Canadians also took care of the Czech Republic 9-3. They improved to 9-0, and they secure a first-place finish in the round robin. Next up, a round robin against Italy and Denmark. And if Canada wins that round robin, they will secure a spot in the finals on Friday.